What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Lauren in Ohio. Aloha, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, that lovely woman that called, that the other caller already called and commented about, you had a real nice conversation with her, and she was telling you, have hope. And she's right. I love that caller, and I hope she calls more often. I'm just, you know, four steps, quick solution. First step, obey God, and I'm talking Ten Commandments. Now, you could be an atheist, but, I mean, just go with thou shalt not kill, you know, do murder, thou shalt not steal, you know, maybe a little not coveting, maybe that, you know, instead of going to other countries, paying to steal their stuff like Syria. Trump Heights, my foot. I mean, what the heck is going on there? Oh, we'll just keep their oil. No. And, I mean, I'm not for Trump or against Trump. I'm for the truth. I'm for the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the understanding that we came to this country as free kings. We wanted to rule ourselves, not be bossed around by a king or anybody else to tell us how to pray or how to speak or whether or not we can defend ourselves. This is a bunch of nonsense. So what the woman was saying was correct, and for the guy who just kind of felt that learned helplessness kind of thing, what can we do? You know, it's the government. It's so big. You don't change them. You change yourself. You stop letting them direct your attention. And I know a lot of us know because we listen to shows like this and this is where our attention is. But you share that message with your friends and family. You know, do you feel better watching Joe Biden get away with it, watching Hillary Clinton get away with it? Do you feel better? I mean, you know, talk about it, yeah, but don't hang your hat on it. Don't plan that somehow or another a resolution there is going to make your life any better. It isn't. So first rule, you know, obey God. 10 simple commandments. You know, let's respect each other. Let's walk in the truth. Second one, keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, don't pay them. And this is just like all this stuff coming about the pedophilia and the Satanism. Second guy next to the Pope who's supposed to be looking into the sexual, you know, rape of these kids, and instead he's part of it. He just gets convicted. Well, it's the same thing with the tax situation. WeissParis.com, W-E-I-S-S, Paris.com. It's all Social Security legislation and IRS legislation. You just change your status. You'd be American national instead of a U.S. citizen. Two different statuses, both of them passport eligible. That's what I'm saying. This is the rules, but they don't teach these things in school. They teach you new math,
well,
and
they don't,
humanities,
they don't follow
and training
their
library
own
time.
Rules. That's, the problem is they don't follow their own rules. They expect
well, yeah,
us
they don't
to.
Need
they
to follow
expect
them.
Us to play if, by the rules.
Well, no, that's the point, though. What they did was they dumbed us down so we didn't know the rules, and then they say, you have to do what I say. Now, it's not true any more than the bully on the playground saying, you have to do what I say. Give me the money, you know, or I'll beat you up. No, it's, you know, some point you have to understand, you know, you may have to fight, but my point is these people don't fight with you. When you fill out these documents, the other option for you is Kelby Smith's stuff, statecitizen.org. If you're an atheist and you don't want to do anything from a perspective of God, you don't have to. You're still not their property. They didn't make you. And that's what I'm saying. The Constitution is a body of negative law limiting the maids and the butlers as to what they can do. Article 1, Section
yes.
9, or 8, is what tells them what they can do. And like Section 9 says on the border, that the president's supposed to do exactly what he's doing there. Shut the border down. Stop letting these people all come in here. And stop violating the Constitution with all the welfare and free this and free that. You know, we could solve our whole problem. You know, they're complaining about $5 billion for a wall, but they'll pay hundreds of billions, trillions for paying and feeding and all this. Change it to beans and rice. That's the full protein complement, all you want. I mean, I remember government cheese. You know, we can
yes,
feed
I remember
people.
That.
We don't need to give them money that they then trade and swap. And, you know, if we're doing this to ourselves. Third thing real quick, I'm sorry, the last one for the Kelby Smith, if you are faithful and you want, like, you're Amish, you want bank accounts, but you don't have Social Security numbers, he can help you with that kind of thing. And it's hisadvocates.org, and that goes with statecitizen.org. Anyway, then the third one's keep your children in your home. Give them a real education. It's not fair that we're mad and we're upset about these children. How many of them are autistic from the vaccines, or how many of them are into sex and drugs early from the DARE program and all this perversion of having them read pornography in co-ed classrooms and put condoms on cucumbers and, you know, and the tranny library stuff, you know, men humping these kids in a library and everybody just standing there watching it. This is our own fault. We need to take control of our children. If you don't have time to be able to raise your children at home, hey, come together. There's 5-6 families on a block. Get one person that's, you know, school educating children is not difficult. A globe, a Saxon math curriculum, you know, a Bible, you know, even if you don't believe a Bible, I mean, you know, 10 commandments, you know, don't hurt other people, Johnny, you know what I mean? Teach them how to use arms, firearms. These are normal things. We're allowing them to take our children and mold them into these snowflake, brain-damaged, goldfish-minded, I mean, no attention span, and all they know how to do is hold on to those computers. So this is our fault, and we do have all the power there. And the last thing, boycott big business. It does not take much to get these big companies in big trouble because their overhead is so high. You know, you nibble away 2-3% from a Walmart or a, you know what I mean, these giant mega stores that's like Dick's Sporting Goods and say, well, we're not going to carry guns. Hey, well, how about we don't do business with you? It'll put a hurting on Target. Yeah, we're going to have, you know, co-ed bathrooms. We think that's cool. Well, you know, we don't think it's cool. So what happened? Their stock crashes. Now, they're being supported by the George Soroses and the globalist, you know, financiers that are holding this up. But, man, it's tenuous. So with that little program, no, you're not asking anybody else to do anything. You're just changing what you do. And remember, the Bible says, you know, that the way is broad. And narrow is, that the people want to go on the Broadway, but narrow is that gate. It's one man wide. It's truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the life, and the truth. If you don't even want the Jesus part, truth, if it is true, that's what's going to save you. And the bottom line is, keeping obeying a bunch of pedophile Satanists that are caught in the act, that are robbing us blind, that are killing our children in wars, that enrich them, Joe Biden, that enrich them, Trump Heights? No, I don't like it. And I'm not going to contribute to it. So that's what I'm saying. If we just learn how to not give them the fruit of your labor, do not give them access to your children, stop giving them your retail dollar, and be grateful. Let's be grateful for what we have in this country. I'm part black, part white, part, you know, French, German, American Indian, four different kinds that I know about. You know, black, you know, here before there was a country. In the end, I just want to be free. The Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's my job here on this plane. And so we cannot have, well, if you don't do what he says, I'm going to die. You know, you have to take the vaccine or I won't be safe. You know, you have to give the tax dollars or we won't have enough food for the people or whatever argument they're making. So I'm just saying, people, be empowered. Understand that you can make big changes. People watch you and they watch the success that you'll have living a good life, being constructive and productive, as opposed to trying to figure out, like most libs, how to get something for nothing. And unfortunately, that's just the way that it is because of the nature of what you're doing. You're actually instructing people to do that which is opposite of what God said. He said, be fruitful and multiply. They're saying, no, we need to limit how many people. We're going to kill all the babies, like China. And now what are we doing? We're doing it in America. Virginia, Governor Northam, keep the babies comfortable until you carve them up and sell their organs? I mean, what have we become with no morals? So, you know, the Constitution's only suitable to guide a moral and upright people. And we are not moral and upright anymore. And I'm just saying, we have the power to fix this, but it's going to take those of us who are in the way, walk and, you know, preach, and if you must, use words. Just show people righteousness. I mean, all the Bible thumping in the churches that want you in there every day, giving them something, your money, your time, your effort, and the preacher's children. Living in a $10 million house. So don't let that discourage you is what I'm saying. God is not men disrespecting God. God is what he said he was. He's the creator. We owe him respect and reverence. And in our gratitude, we serve him by being constructive and productive, and that is what will get us out of this. That's what I love about what President Trump's doing. He is trying to bring jobs back here. He is getting people motivated. I mean, I like the welfare cuts. I like all the things making people, hey, prove it if you need it. Okay, we'll help you, but you can't be on drugs. You know, you can't be not working. At least pick up garbage on the side of the road. I walk up and down the road and pick up garbage. I'm in Ohio. I walk up and down about a mile stretch. Another lady up the street does it. Nobody's paying us. This is called respecting where you live. And so that's what I'm saying. We got to get back to that and be grateful. But I love your show. I'm going to call John. Oh, give me the number for donations because I'm going to call him and give him money because I love what that woman said, and I am so encouraged. And what's the number that you call to give John money?
The phone number for donations is 800-724-2719, extension 1 during business hours, which we're kind of out of now. So you would go to extension 3.
Okay, and I'm going to hang up and call him right now. And I thank you for your show, hon. I love you guys. Hope you're doing well.
All right, well, thanks an
awful
lot.
Hey, and I'm going to leave my number for you. I wanted to help you and Claire.
No, not over the air. Not over the air, please.
No, when I call and give money. When I call and give the money, I'll leave the phone number. Just call me when you have a minute. Okay, take good care.
All right.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, we certainly will. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Good day to you. That was a really, very good call you had. The last caller was really very good. Very, very good.
Yes.
Yeah, Michael. Just talk about Biden. You know, he said he went and beat up a guy named Corn Pop. Now he's going to be a grandpop by Hunter. He beat up Corn Pop. Now he's a grandpa because Hunter's having a baby with some lady in Arkansas. That's been all over the news yesterday and today.
Yes.
And talking about the baby, a little boy was born. Joe. Creepy Joe is going to have another grandkid, I guess, out of wedlock, whatever that is. I don't know. I think the woman wants $12,000 a month for the baby or something. And that's what I heard on Breitbart, some crazy number she's asking. But, that last caller, that lady's absolutely right. Michael, I've been watching the news today. Chile, Bolivia, all these, Colombia, they're all in flames right now. They're rioting all over those places. And you know what? These people got to quit calling these people Latin American countries. They're not Latin American. They're Hispanic countries. Okay? That's got to be straight now. That has got to be dealt with. Another thing has got to be dealt with. We don't, but the reason I really called your show is that you see the latest with this angel mother finally got this guy deported that killed her son?
Yes.
That was all over the news yesterday. Finally, after I think it was, 13, 14 years, this illegal killed her son. And now they finally deported him back to Mexico, I believe it is. And Michael, did you know there's 4,800 Americans who've lost a loved one to illegal aliens in the last year?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
In a 12-month period, you had, I like to really know the figure. I mean, One American News talks about the immigration every hour on the hour, about how much it's costing. Like she said, the last caller, they're worried about $5 billion when it's costing American taxpayers $225 billion a year. But these illegals with hospitalization, they get better medical care than we'll ever get, ever.
Yes.
And they get college education. I mean, it's Michael, this is, I'm surprised the people ain't going to Washington with pitchforks. I really am. I'm surprised the pitchforks ain't came out.
We're getting close to that. We're getting close to that stage, unfortunately.
And Michael, I'm going to tell you, I told you, I guess over the last 6 months, here in South Florida, Broward County is going going Hispanic like crazy. I mean, these people are not—they're not coming here to speak English if they can help it. You got 10 stations in Spanish, and you got 4 in English. Now, explain that to me, somebody. Please explain that to me. How's this happening? Who's allowing this?
There was this story about a teacher in Texas who has lost their job because they were telling one of the Hispanic students speak English. And they lost their job for it.
You know, Michael, I got a paper just now. I was at this thing up there. I was up in North Miami about 2 hours ago, and this guy handed me a paper that says 1776. It says the Constitution is the lifeblood of the American patriots. Liberty is her child, and she is your birthright. Defend her with your last breath. For without freedom, democracy shall forever suffocate beneath the dreads of tyranny. I mean, I got this paper up. The guy gave me. I'm going to make a copy of this. But this is so true. What's happening here? 90%. Michael, these kids don't even know about the Constitution, man. They get taught maybe for 3 hours, and that's it for the rest of the for their curriculum for the entire school year.
Common Core has distorted the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
I told Jeb Bush, garbage to me. He's trash. Jeb Bush, what the Bushes have done, and let me tell you, George Bush acted like he was a cowboy and all that nonsense when he was the president. He didn't do nothing about immigration. He really did. Now we finally got a guy.
I think you mean George Bush. Jeb Bush didn't win the election.
I mean George Bush. I mean the brother, George, of course, George, not Jeb. George. Jeb was the governor of Florida. George, I'm talking about his brother, George. And the father,
yes.
Too, George Sr. They didn't do nothing about it. They're the ones that allowed this place to get flooded. And if you remember, it was the senior Bush that told his grandson, oh, look, there's a little brown one over there in the corner. Remember that?
Yep.
They made a big deal about that in the media for like 3 days, and that was it. I mean, this is unbelievable what's happening to this country. And like that last caller was saying, this wall has got to be built. It's got to be secured. Matter of fact, they just drove. Matter of fact, they had, I don't know if you heard, they tunneled through part of the wall, and they've made like a 15-foot section, and they ran a car or a bulldozer through the wall. Did you hear about that?
And like, yeah, I heard about that.
100 of them tried to sneak through, and I think they caught, it was 130 of them snuck through, and they caught them or something. The Border Patrol had enough time to catch them. That was on the news, that was Friday on the news, that they actually tunneled. But and that's another thing, you know, Jerome Corsi showed a video that the military has of a collapsing wall that the military has, so you could drive a dump truck into that wall, and it will collapse on top of the truck where the truck ain't going nowhere. And it literally closes up on itself. I don't know why they're not using that as a second border. And it's a lot cheaper than the one they're trying to build. The military uses it. So they should have two barriers. The main wall that Trump wants, and then a second barrier that would be, you know, behind that wall. Now, if you run a vehicle through the one wall, you got to go through this other metal collapsing wall. I mean, it's unbelievable. But and you're worried about $5 billion? And by the way, Michael, what do you think about Ginsburg? Is she going to make it through the year or not?
It's not looking very good now. Chills and fever, could be a flu bug. There's a nasty one that's going around here. But she is 86 years old, and no, I don't think she's going to make it. And it isn't just this year. You know, Trump is president until the start of 2021, and he can go ahead and nominate a new Supreme Court justice during the time. And the Democrats and the liberals will go ballistic, and they'll say, well, he's a lame duck president. He shouldn't be allowed to nominate a Supreme Court justice. But, hey, those are the rules set forth in the Constitution.
By the way, Trump's having a rally here in Fort Lauderdale, and they had it on the news. I couldn't believe it. But they were talking on the news on one of these major channels here in South Florida that Trump's expecting 26,000 people to be inside and outside the arena at the BB&T Center. So he's going to have 26,000 to 28,000 people at this rally tomorrow up in Broward County, which is where they have the hockey arena. And so, I don't think he's going to be a lame duck. I think they better realize if this Doomberg or Misrael gets in there, I call Israel's Misrael and Bloomberg is Doomberg. If this clown runs, I think Trump's definitely going to punch the ticket until 2025. And Ginsburg, and he's going to probably get 4 or 5 justices on that court. And they're already talking about this Amy Barrett being taking Ginsburg's place. I don't know, Barrett, whatever her name is. And if she gets in there, boy, these Democrats, they'll be jumping out of buildings, I'm telling you. They'll be committing suicide. You watch. It'll be like the little stock market crash in 1929. You bet it's going to happen. And there's supposed to be a massive rally tomorrow. And I think he's having another one in, I think it's Vero Beach. He's going to have another one. I mean, so I don't know about the rest of the country. I'm pretty sure. I know Indiana's going to go red, and I know Florida's going to Trump. I don't know about the we know Mexifornia.
Yeah, but all eyes are on Texas. If Texas goes blue, Trump's not going to win next year.
I totally agree with you, and there's no arguing that point with me and you, because I totally agree with you on that. And that's why I think
Tom, I got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And we're going to go back to the phones. Mo in Florida. Aloha, Mo. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, great callers, great show. You really do a great job of just bringing people together and talking about the what's really going on. But that last woman, I mean, I'm not a religious person, but she had a lot of good points. But the thing I want to bring up is, you know, this thing that really bothers me, I mean, I'm so infuriated. Sometimes you just want to go crazy, just like she was saying. She's so upset because, you know, Trump just signed into law to reauthorize the Patriot Act, which allows the government to surveil and go backlog people for
Well, he hasn't signed it yet. Okay, the House of Representatives passed it, which they're supposed to do because all revenue bills begin in the House of Representatives. The Senate still has to vote on it, and only after they pass it does it go to the White House for Trump's signature.
Oh, well, his tweet, he said he signed the bill to renew Section 702 of the, what's it called, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. That was his tweet. He's all for it, Mike. I mean, this is, I don't know. I just, if you look at just Google and the whole thing and where the real power is how they've got us, they're listening to everything. There's, I mean, we're just, the most powerful tool they can that George Orwell dreamed of is this. It's beyond anything how they can just monitor everything and recall conversations that years ago, everything we're saying right now is recorded. I mean, what kind of, can you imagine Ron Paul doing that? Or you?
No.
So why do we expect less of him than us? Because everybody says, well, he's got to play this. You know what I really think, Mike, and I'm sorry, because I voted for him too, because like you, Hillary's just pure evil. But, you know, I think it's just good cop, bad cop. Trump's playing good cop, and Pelosi and, you know, everybody, Biden, whatever else, and they're playing good cop, bad cop, you know? And it's nothing changes. Why would you even? This is abhorrent. This is surveillance, electronic surveillance of everything we say, and every electronic thing is, you know, is monitored and stored. Are you kidding me? This is George Orwell on steroids. So that's all I got to say. I mean, I don't need to know anymore, other than he's so hooked up with the Zionists. In my opinion, they got a file on Trump. He was too close to Jeffrey Epstein. I think remember when he went into, he got signed in and he came out and he looked like a different person. He was white as a ghost. Do you remember that? And everybody said his demeanor changed. I think they showed him what they had on him. I think they showed him what they had on him, Mike. And you know what? I think this is all just a dog and pony show. I'm sorry to say that because I'm like you, man. I grew up in the 50s and Johnny Tremaine, man. I was like Constitution, everything. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to do. This surveillance thing I remember you're the one who told me about the Soviets using the fax machines. I wish I had to look up. I never realized that. That's how they got their freedom. It's faxing people. Can you imagine a fax compared to what the NSA has on us now? Holy God. You know, it's instant. Supercomputers, I think they can predict what's going to happen in the future by just the compilation of all the calls, everything. You know, if me and you were talking about how great chocolate ice cream is, you know, they're going to invest in chocolate ice cream factories. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because it's a predictive future thing. And it's very frustrating. I don't know. It's almost alien. I know you're not an alien believer, but I don't know.
That's not this entirely thing is just, accurate. I'm convinced there's intelligent civilizations out there in the galaxy. I just don't see a reason for them to waste their time visiting us.
I agree. The galaxy's huge and everything, but there's something just seems to be so surreal about this whole thing, how the general population is so dumbed down, but yet there it is. He is, you know, how would you, can you, I mean, you know, You're authorizing the surveillance, the unwarranted surveillance of every human being really on Earth. And that's power and that's control. And that's sad and that's scary. So I guess I'll throw my phone away and go live in a tent, right?
Either that or just type a lot of garbage into your phone. I mean, nonsensical things. My goldfish are into kinky sex or something. And
I've actually done things like that.
Poison
the data well. Makes any difference. I'm about your age, and we get to the point where, you know, just worry about the grandkids, and you know, it's kind of it's one of these, like seeing a train wreck, you know, and you're just trying to do something about it, you know. But you know, I guess maybe I'm like you. I have eternal hope, you know. So hope springs eternal, and hopefully that good people like you and a lot of your listeners, you know, could do something.
Well,
thanks, Mike.
I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here and getting on back to some of the news. There's a group called the Eurasia Group Foundation, and it commissioned a national survey to investigate the foreign policy preferences of American voters. And perhaps, to nobody's surprise, most of the American public views America's foreign policy in a very negative light. And Americans favor a less aggressive foreign policy. They want the United States to go back to being a moral leader rather than a military power. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here to Jim in Portland. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Can I put forth a guest request?
What's that?
Can I request a guest?
Yes.
A few years ago, you had a hydrogen expert on named Mike Strizky from New Jersey, and there's been a lot of developments. There's been a lot of developments in the hydrogen industry since then, and I think your listeners would be interested in hearing what's been going on.
All right. Well, I'll see if I can track him back down again and get him on the show. Right now, in terms of energy, first of all, the petroleum industry's got pretty much a lock on the entire political system. But more to the point, you know, everyone's talking about electric cars and how great they're going to be. And I think they are definitely the wave of the future. In fact, I was watching an episode of Grand Tour over on Amazon Prime, and they had an electric supercar that they ran around the track, and it came in second after the McLaren. So the technology is definitely there. The part that is missing is a clean, environmentally friendly way to generate that electricity with which to charge those batteries. That's the part that is still missing. And by the way, as long as I'm on the topic here, I don't know what's with Amazon Prime. We have an Amazon Prime account because Clara has bought some things from Amazon, and you get the Prime account for free. But the quality of the video is just horrible. And I went online and I did a search. And apparently back last year, Amazon Prime did something where, you know, the top-end movies are getting all the bandwidth, and everything else is just, you know, it's freezing up, it's getting blurry, it's really terrible. And if I were voluntarily going to look at Amazon Prime, I'd say, no, I'm not going to bother with this.
Yeah, just a couple more things on fuel cells. Australia, yeah. Australia Friday, Australia published a national hydrogen strategy. And when you talk about America finding a tech and going with it, it's going to be too late if we don't get on this fuel cell bandwagon. China is building hydrogen cities. They are building hydrogen corridors to connect these cities. Today, more fuel cells were mass-produced in China than anywhere else in the world. In a few years, they will own this tech.
Well, we're falling behind China in a lot of different technological areas. I mean, they're pulling ahead of us in space exploration. And again, getting on back to Grand Tour, they were basically showing Chinese cars. And apparently 30 years ago, China did not have what we would call a highway system. Now they've got something like 64,000 miles of highways. They're adding 6,000 miles every year. They have more highways than any other country on Earth, and they're building the cars to go with them.
And even that impressed Jeremy Clarkson. I saw that episode.
Yeah.
But this is clean tech. This is roadways are great, but the China is prioritizing hydrogen technology. The father of battery cars in that country, his name is Wan Gang, has come out and called for China to pivot to hydrogen fuel cells. So we're not hearing about this in the North American media, but Australia and China and Japan and Korea is also building hydrogen cities. If your listeners go and search hydrogen energy, I think they'll be amazed at what they find, because we're just not hearing about it, and for whatever reason. But this is the clean way.
Well, I think
clean
the reason
way.
Is obvious. We're falling behind, and the corporate media doesn't want you aware that China is actually pulling ahead of us, and other countries are pulling ahead of us in this technology.
There is one crown jewel here in Arizona. There's a truck company called Nikola Motor, and no, I don't work for them. I just thought you'd be interested. They're building a hydrogen truck, and they have said that they are going to build 700 solar-powered hydrogen stations across the United States. And a week or two or three of war spending at $200 million a day, the federal government could have done that and called it national security. But the federal government is too busy trying to figure out where to invade next, so it's left to a private company like Nikola Motor. But I think if you go to their website, you'll be impressed. That's one sliver of activity in North America, and all the rest of the hydrogen fuel cell technologies going to be taken over by Asia. So I think you'll find this. I think you'll find it interesting if you. And Mike Strisky's got his thumb on the whole industry, and hydrogenhouseproject.org. is his website. His contact information is there. And every once in a while, I replay that excellent interview that you did with him before, and I think that many things have happened in the industry since then, and I think if you get him on back on, you'll be amazed.
Well, I'll make a point of looking into it.
Thank you.
All right, and we're going to switch over to Sebastian in Sweden. Aloha, Sebastian. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Mike. Listen, I don't know. You got some really good callers today. It's been really great listening to all of them. You know, the guy, Mo, from Florida, one of the last ones, she was pretty good. And I like Tom as well and all your people that call in. But I wonder if you touched on, I came in pretty late, so I wonder if you touched on the Iraqi defense minister, the scandal that he was living under another name in collecting welfare from Sweden. And the guy, his name is Nahar el-Shamari. He's the defense minister of Iraq, and he was collecting welfare from Sweden under another name. He had immigrated years ago and was kept, you know, taking the checks. So now right here in Sweden, it's the biggest scandal. So now on Thursday, I think they have the equivalent to like a Senate hearing in the States.
Yes.
So they're going to try to get to the bottom of the whole thing. But otherwise, it's been a pretty calm weekend. Only one bombing on a flower shop for some reason. I don't know why, but a few rapes. But other than that, it's been pretty quiet because of the weather. You know, it's been around zero here.
Yeah.
And when the weather's cold, I don't think people go out and do nefarious acts of violence, perhaps. But that's all I wanted to say. And then, another thing, I got lots of information from the guy working in the control room about, I was just worried about how many states in America, maybe you know, that require a photo ID, because I'm sure something went wrong in Virginia, because, you know, I don't know. I think Trump's going to have a problem. He's going to have a big problem in the election. Because, this requirements for photo ID or, you know, whatever, it's, I think it's going to fall. I think the Democrats are going to win because of that.
Yeah, I agree. And Trump had 3 years to try and deal with this, and he failed on that part. In the United States, you need a photo ID to drive a car, buy alcohol, buy tobacco. Only in the area of voting is having a photo ID considered an invasion of your privacy. And I think the Border Patrol intercepted something like, you know, a couple of 100,000 fake driver's licenses coming across the border.
You mean false?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they were
like
counterfeit.
Like here, you have to photo ID to vote in the county or the state or the national elections. Everyone has to have it, even foreigners. Foreigners that have been here 3 years are allowed to vote in the county and state, but not the national. You have to have a Swedish citizen. And
yes.
And your name is checked off, and at 8 o'clock at night, you can go back to the poll and you can watch them count the ballots. That's part of the right here. You can watch them and they count the ballots, and we have paper ballots. So I'm so happy about that.
Well, that's definitely a much better system than we have here in the United States. I mean, our election system in this country is a complete joke.
I think Denmark has the best. They're number one. I think we are number four or five on the list of the best, voting countries in the world. Okay, well, thank you very much, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call here. Getting on back to the news here, and following up on that foreign policy poll over at Information Clearinghouse, they're talking about eroding exceptionalism, America in decline. And I think anybody walking around the streets is going to be able to see that. And exceptionalism was this buzzword that was used by the government to say it's okay for us to mess in other people's countries because we know what's best for them. and more people are saying that, no, it doesn't work that way. And it's time for the United States to basically comport itself according to international rules of diplomacy and stop going around blowing things up and saying, well, we're exceptional. We're allowed to blow things up here. All right, economic news here. Apparently, we're starting to see indications of consumer discretionary and corporate bonds on the verge of a major sell-off. And looking at the charts, it's not good. And we're seeing the stock market keep driven up and up and up, but the fundamentals underlying the economy are continuing to decline. So at some point, there's going to be a major, major correction here. Another article, this one is from Investment Watch blog. Capitalism did not create the wealth income inequality that we have today. Socialism will not solve the wealth income inequality that we have today. This is all from the creation of the Federal Reserve, central banking, and fiat currencies, and they are absolutely correct on that. Prior to the creation of private central banking, which goes back about 300 years now, we didn't see countries that were being driven into poverty like this. People are starting to ask, do you think it's possible that the Fed or other central banks will be able to stop quantitative easing at some point during this recovery? And I think the answer is no. They've painted themselves into an economic corner. And they're just going to have to go on cranking out the phony money to keep the banks solvent here. Over in China, China ended subsidies for lithium prices. And that, of course, has driven up the electric cars to huge costs. Without the government subsidy, you don't get them. The same thing happened in the U.S. state of Georgia that saw electric vehicle sales collapse from 17% to 2% after the subsidies were cut off. Now, the subsidy problem is compounded by the inequality of benefit. The only group that benefits from EV subsidies is the rich. Okay, and apparently the reason that Donald Trump was sort of semi-joking about Greenland, about buying it outright, is apparently Greenland is now recognized as a major source of rare earth minerals that U.S. corporations desire. Down in Lebanon, the banks reopened this last week, but unfortunately, the ATMs are literally spitting back bank cards. Dollars have virtually disappeared. It's a bad, bad sign. Okay, new poll. Majority of Americans want to increase the deportation of illegal immigrants. That would be a really, really good idea. Okay, over at Syracuse University in New York, there was a series of racial incidents that stoked pandemonium on the campus. The liberals were all triggered. How dare you? How dare you? It turned out to be a hate crime hoax perpetrated by a social justice activist. They have to use frauds and lies. There really isn't this amount of hate volume going on. It's all a fake. Facebook has now banned all content on vaccine awareness, including facts about vaccine ingredients. They don't want you to know what's in there. They don't want you to know about the aluminum. They don't want you to know about the mercury. They don't want you to know about any of that stuff. Just go on and get your shot. And now, in their desire for increased profits, the pharmaceutical companies are saying, well, maybe you should have two flu jabs this winter because apparently flu virus this year wears off faster than we thought was going to happen. This is all about doubling the money here. Over in Iran, the internet is back up. News is finally starting to get on out. But the international media is still downplaying the scale of it all. But you don't know what's going on over there in Iran. Okay, and coming up here on our last commercial break on the show today, apparently over in New York, a judge ordered gun confiscation a month before the red flag law legally took effect. And there was a video that we had on whatreallyhappened.com about this legal gun owner who registered all of his guns only to have the police show up and confiscate them all. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today. Do you remember Sarah Sanders? She was President Trump's White House secretary. She left the job in June. And there have been rumors swirling around that she might run for office in Arkansas, likely for the governorship, which had previously been held by her father. And apparently Sanders all but confirmed her run to the New York Times yesterday, saying that she felt she was called to run for office. And she said there are two types of people who run for office, people that are called and people that just want to be senator or governor. I feel I have been called. Scary here. Okay, Toshiba Corporation has developed technology that will, according to them, detect 13 types of cancer from a single drop of blood with a 99% accuracy. And apparently Toshiba developed the diagnosis method together with the National Cancer Center Research Institute and Tokyo Medical University and hopes to commercialize it in several years after starting a trial next year. And the method could be used to detect and thereby treat cancer in the early stage. Well, apparently what it does is it looks for the concentration of microRNA molecules in the blood from cancer cells. And Toray Industries Incorporated and other companies have also developed technologies to diagnose cancer using microRNA molecules from a blood sample. Now, the microRNA molecules are secreted by cancer cells. So it's a good approach if they get it working. Okay, getting on back to the economic news here. As if we didn't have enough to worry about. Apparently, there are enormous amounts of U.S. corporate bonds that are coming due, coming mature in the next few years. And are they going to be able to pay it? I don't know. It's kind of an iffy situation here. Okay. Apparently, the entire .org domain registry has now been sold to an investment equity firm, Ethos Capital. Registration fee restrictions have been removed. It's the privatization of the internet. And Ethos Capital acquired public interest registry from the Internet Society. So basically, Ethos Capital will acquire PIR and all of its assets from the Internet Society. Transaction is expected to close during the first quarter of next year. We're good. We've got a quick phone call here. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me?
Mike, you're on the air.
Thanks. The Busick's starting.
Yeah.
It's over.
Got to go fast.
Okay, so it was just most people don't die of cancer. They die because of the treatments.
Of the treatment.
To deal with cancer.
Yeah, I know. I had that suspicion about my mother's passing. All right, I got to let you go. The music
Thanks,
is
Mike.
Playing. The show is over. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. And we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.